And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, a process of time. Ooh, we're going to talk about answered prayer from a completely different direction. Plus, we're going to look at Love Your Enemies, Part 2. We did a part one. We'll do a part two. We feel the series will go on to a part 95. Don't worry. Also, Pastor Sean from Meridian Baptist Church is going to join us, and he's going to talk about the upcoming comedy night event, and I'm sure that's going to be pretty entertaining and a blessing for people. And then we're going to close it out with today's Facebook post, Les Eeyore.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, and even laughing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. I know it's a phone, and I know it's scary, but you can do it. 866-K-PRAISE. Hey, and remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said over the weekend that Europe must now go it alone because Donald Trump is president. Unable to get the president to promise not to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Accord, Merkel said Europe, quote, really must take our fate into our own hands, unquote. Good. Let the ingrates pay more to defend themselves. We saved their bacon twice in the 20th century. If it hadn't been for America, Hitler would be on their money and fascism on their ballots if they were allowed to vote at all. Merkel has been the European leader most responsible for allowing people into her country who come from places that have spawned violent Islamic extremism. She's an apologist for this toxic fanaticism, and no matter how many violent incidents occur, she refuses to shut Germany's borders to these people. Merkel suggests she can't trust the United States because of President Trump. Let her trust in herself. Pick up the tab for what America has been spending and defending in Europe and see how that goes. Europe has been coddled long enough. Like a pampered child, it's time for Europe to stand on their own. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I hope that everybody had a very nice weekend. I hope you were thoughtful of the people that have sacrificed their lives for our freedoms. Freedom is indeed not free. It's at a high, high cost. And there was a couple of things that came out in the news about a couple of reporters on a couple of different cable stations that were less than generous, less than kind to some of the people serving in our armed forces. I just encourage you to stop watching people like that. There's no reason for you to let influencers in your life. You're allowed to watch Bozo the Clown if you need entertainment. You're not allowed to watch Bozo the Teacher, okay? So just, you know, separate those two. If he's a clown and he's pulling a little rabbit out of there, great. If he's a Bozo teacher and he's pulling a little bit of lie or a little bit of misinformation out of there, just ignore it. Just get away from that. You know, if you can't find really reliable stuff, I have a really great place for you to go on a regular basis. His name is Jesus. You want to stay current in the universe? He has a more updated news process than anything you've ever watched, read, or listened to in your life. Okay. So props to the men and women who have sacrificed and the families who have sacrificed and given of themselves for the blessedness of other people to enjoy this company. That memorial is a good one. And so we say amen and thank you. Two things I want to cover. First, I want to cover my good friend Steve Wheeler and the Whitefields Ministries advancement. I have heard now that they have just had phenomenal things take place. And whenever he tells us that, when Steve comes in and sits down with us, he tells us stories. I mean, they're like divine appointments or little miracles. And it's like by the time you listen to the whole thing, you're like, you know, I want to be a Christian because there's so many cool things that are going on. You're like, I want to be a part of that. So I just encourage you to pray for Stephen, for Coral, for Whitefields Ministries. Whitefields.org is their website, and that comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. Pretty easy stuff, straightforward. And we would encourage you to just pray not just for their safety, but for wisdom and make sure that they be the best stewards they can be. Steve will be on the show soon enough. If you feel led to or directed in any capacity to help them out financially, great. If not, just pray for them because they're your brother and sister in the Lord trying to take the gospel to the four corners of the earth and trying to support rural pastors who don't have a lot of human touch and support. And that's one of the things they do. That's actually at the core of what they do. So that's rather a cool blessing. Let me say amen for that. That's great stuff. We're going to jump into a, believe it or not, a What's Bugging Me segment. And we're going to actually do that now, but I want to be careful how I, wait, what is that? Is that a bug? Oh, wait, he got away. What? Got him. Sometimes it takes an extra try. This segment brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. ecolitermite.com is their website. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. There are some people that are not going to like this particular What's Bugging Me, but I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you the truth. I am well aware and am one of the, I think I stand pretty firmly in understanding that Jesus Christ died for people. Okay, and there's no iffy, ensies, or buttsies. Okay, there's none of that. There's no, all the people, PETA, are just, they're just wrong. There's no biblical connection to anything they say. On more than five occasions, Jesus talks about the value of a man being greater than that of an animal. So it's just, it's a non-existent element. That part doesn't matter. Having said all that, not really needing to repeat any of that, yesterday afternoon, now I have to check with Tugboat Tugs. I can't remember what he does or doesn't have. But yesterday afternoon, my little Levi was sick. And I mean sick. Now, this is a dog that if he hears a fly, he thinks the fly has come to play with him and then jumps up and bounces around. And as my in-laws will testify to you, he doesn't know how to stop bouncing up and down. So even with the baby, we have to be really careful, whatever. He was sick. And you know what was amazing? I really felt bummed out because my dog was sick. I mean, I was bummed. I was like down. I was like, gosh, this is a drag. And he was sick. I mean, he went and left the couch where Noelle and I, which he usually just sits with us and watches TV or, you know, plays and we throw it back, the ball back and forth or the squeaky toys. And he just went into our bed, sat in the middle of the bed and slept for like 9 hours. Now he's better today. So I feel, you know, yes, I prayed. Whether you think it's appropriate or not, I just asked the Lord to, you know, fix whatever's fixable. If it's fixable, I'm not, you know, weird about it. He is doing better, but I realized how bummed out I got. That is what's bugging me. I think the things in our lives that are like that, like we might consider somewhat of a blessing from the Lord, it's a bummer when they're hurting or whatever. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that has to do with humanness and feelings and so on and so forth. But he's better now. But I did notice how much it bothered me. You do feel kind of helpless when your children, when your animals, you feel like you can't do anything, which sometimes you can't. Just thought I'd share that. Let's get into this first DDD. It's called A Process of Time. What do we have for a sound?
If I could save time in a bottle.
That was it?
If I could save time in a bottle.
You know what the next line should be? Think what I could save in a jar. That should be the next line.
If I could save time in a bottle, think what I could save in a jar.
Okay. Here's something I wanted to talk about. Tugboat Todd, loving this. I'm on the mellow side of things today, folks. I did running yesterday.
I'm hurting still.
Genesis 11:10. I want you to understand this. It says this. These are the descendants of Shem. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he had a son. Oh, he was 100 years old. He had a son. It's like, wow. But wait a minute, Dave. I thought that, you know, what happened there? Because when Adam and Eve sinned, didn't God say they were going to die? See, don't you? Yeah, you guys have to ask questions like that. Genesis 2:17 through 18, he told him, because Eve wasn't born yet or created yet, you may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden except the tree that gives knowledge of what is good and what is bad. You must not eat the fruit of that tree. If you do, you will die the same day. Ha! What? Adam ate the fruit. He didn't die. Ah, somebody explain it. So you have Adam eating the fruit the same day he ate the fruit. Did he die physically? Yes or no? No. What happened to him? He died spiritually. That fellowship between him and God were disrupted. They were interrupted. And you're thinking, wow, wait. So he died spiritually, and he was also in the process of dying physically, folks. But it didn't happen immediately in the context of he didn't immediately cease. Now here's another one. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Then the Lord said, I will not allow people to live forever. They are mortal. From now on, they're going to live no longer than 120 years. By the way, when God said that, he didn't say nobody can make 121. He gave the general number of mankind. We've not gotten to that average yet, just so you can know. Well, how is that possible that it's going to be no longer than 120 years? And shortly thereafter, Noah lived to be in his 900s. So what's the dealios? God said they're supposed to die. How does that work? That's an excellent question. That's the kind of questions we should be asking because they're valid, intrinsically curious questions. Here's the answer. When God gives a decree that's going to take place, it doesn't necessitate the decree takes place instantly, automatically, everywhere, depending on what he calls for. When he said man would die, man did die. It took 900 years because sometimes the orders from God are executed over time. They're not always instantaneous. Sometimes they're instantaneous. Sometimes they're not. And when he said man shall not live more than 120 years, you know, how is it that after the flood, Shem had a baby when he's 100 years old? Because the order for man to live no longer than 120 years in general, was being instituted, but it did not manifest immediately. Because when God gives a decree, when God gives a declaration, it comes to pass. What we think is, well, if he made that declaration, it should happen right this second. But that's not how God does it. And he's not asking our permission about it. He does things the way he wants to do things in the time frame that he wants to do them. And I understand that you might think, but well, if he says it, he should just do it on the spot. But that's not what he chose to do. So when he took man down to 120 years, it took a long time for that to take place. Why? Because the orders and the execution and the decrees and the laws of God are implemented in God's perfect timing, not in our assessment of what is God's perfect timing. And now take that truth and apply it to the fact that the Lord has given you promises and blessings and so on and so forth, and you're still waiting for them like Abraham and like Sarah, who had to wait 20 plus years to see the promise of God fulfilled. And then the answer to that is his timing is perfect and our timing is not. And that's why we trust him. Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210K. Praise the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Talk about loving our enemies. Don't run away.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit Whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Is your sorrow too great for you to bear? Jesus Christ can give you comfort and companionship.
Billy Graham.
You who must go through the valley of the shadow of death. You who must say goodbye to those whom you have loved. Take heart, take courage. Our Lord Jesus Christ is more than adequate for your sorrow.
That's because Jesus died on a cross to pay the penalty for your sin. If you surrender your heart to him, he'll give you a life filled with peace, joy, and happiness, even during times of suffering and sorrow.
I tell you, there is joy in following Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins at this moment. Receive him as your Savior. He will come into your heart. Start reading your Bible, spending time in prayer, and know the joy of walking day by day with Jesus Christ.
Ready to get started? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
There's a real danger today in the name of openness and inclusiveness to rewrite the Bible in the image of our own personal theological choices. This is Jim Garlow. And what you end up with when you attempt to rewrite Scripture is ambiguity and incoherence, rather than the original, utterly coherent, consistent, and life-giving message of the authentic Bible. The history of the Bible is clear and open. Orthodoxy has survived great difficulties, intense persecution, through courageous preaching, holy living, martyrdom, and the life-changing power of the gospel. Unfortunately, in the name of scholarship, protagonists of the gospel seek to impose another version of history. When Mel Gibson released his movie, The Passion of Christ, he said, "Critics who have a problem with me don't really have a problem with me in this film. They have a problem with the four Gospels." Mel got it right. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And now my life is changed.
1010 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, yeah. All right, let's do a couple things that I know I'm supposed to do that I rarely do on time. Let's see. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I ought to tell you that. We got a comedy special that we're helping promote. We're going to talk about that in the next segment with Pastor Sean. That's going to be fun. I do want to remind you about Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, who's also going to be our person who's going to be speaking at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. He just did another article that came out fantastic. Just had another interview on TV. Oh, just nailed it every point. Bam, 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 bam. Speaking well and representing believers. Doing a great job. Don't forget about school tuitions, the half-price tuitions. We have a new school that's going to be coming on that they just got their commercial written, and it's just been created. We're about to get ready to put that on the air. They're excited. We're excited for them. They'll probably get a lot more business from that. But here's the reality as parents or as grandparents or as aunts and as uncles, maybe you want to help out. Maybe you want your family's children to go to a private Christian education. You don't have to, but if you want to, you're welcome to utilize our program and take advantage of that and might as well get it for a discount. Look, if you're going to go and buy a hamburger and it's $2 and somebody says, hey, it'll only be $1, why would you not do that? You're welcome to do that. Go to kprz.com, click on the tuitions tab. If you don't see the school that you're looking for, give us a contact. Reach out by email or call the station and we'll direct you in the right place. This program is not for people who are already in private Christian school, but for those that have never done that. It's a way to introduce them. That's all it is. All right, so got that. Experience Israel, Pastor Sean Thornton, coming up November 11th. Remember we said we were going to talk about that? And then before you know it's going to be August, because this is already now the end of May, so you got June, July, August, bam! So if you're serious about doing a phenomenal trip to Israel with one of the best tour groups that there is, Reuven Doren, he's your guy, Genesis Tours, they're your people. And this year, you have that opportunity to go with KPRZ and all these Salem listeners and all these different Salem people and different Salem audiences. It's cool. And it's a big discount, and that part's really, really worth it. So we encourage you. Check it out. Let us know. I think you'll find it to be a great blessing. Okay, it's time to do the next one. We have a song for this, or it's actually a sound. What do we got on our sound for Love Your Enemies Part 2?
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you.
There you go. Just, you know, how difficult that is for people to do in genuineness. I think somewhere in our brains we have taught ourselves that to love your enemy means a quick, I forgive you as they've done some minor thing wrong. And that's not really the love your enemy realm that Jesus is going into. Let's do a little deeper examination in Luke chapter 6, verse 32 through 36. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them, expecting nothing in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. So you have these three tags that Jesus gives us in Luke. Love, do good, and lend. Most of us can't get past love, let alone do good, let alone lend. I don't know a lot of people who are doing a lot of lending for people they don't like, right? But the Bible gives us the reason, the Word of God gives us the reason as why these things ought to be so. Because God is kind. You know why we need to be kind? Because God is kind. And because before you got it, you were one of them bad people. So in other words, before we understood it, we were in that position, yet God still had mercy on us. And look who he is kind to. And this is where I have my breakdown right here. This is where I fail. He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Basically, he's kind to people that are thankless. How does it feel when you do something cool for somebody and you go out of your way to do something cool for somebody and they don't acknowledge it? And they don't even give you props at all. Zippo props. Like none. And then you're like, oh, well, see, if I do that again, that's our typical human response. Maybe I would say American Christian response. That's not what the Lord has in mind. That's not what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to be kind even to the thankless, because that's what he does. So if he's kind to the thankless, we need to follow that. We need to follow that example. We need to follow that process. And I struggle because I struggle to love people that are not good, you know, and I struggle to even I can't even conceive really of that concept of lending. I'm still working through that. But that one that stuck out at me is that he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. And people that are ungrateful, you just don't want to do anything for them. You don't want to give them anything. You want to, like, no, I'm not giving them anything. They're not even appreciative. But see, the problem is, if you do the things you do, and if I do the things we do, and we're looking for praise and acknowledgement, then we're not really loving them. We're looking for a reward for our work. And love is a sacrificial giving that doesn't get an expectation of receiving back. When you love somebody who's unlovable, you're not supposed to do that because you think you're going to get big brownie points. You're supposed to do that because that's how God deals with people all the time. And when we do what he did, and when we do what he does, then we're like him. And I think that's a hard distinction. We don't mind, you know, doing something special for somebody if we think that there's something special coming back. And I think we use the laws of the kingdom of God, do unto others and have them do unto themselves, maybe in too much of a selfish capacity versus I'm going to give sacrificially and not get anything back. And that I'm going to do that because I want to honor my king. I think that's a harder call on loving your enemies. I think it's harder to do. Am I going to do this perfect? No. Am I going to pray about doing a better job of this? Yes. Because I need to do a better job. I suspect you do too. He is kind even to the thankless. Lord, help us to be kind to people that never show appreciation, not for any other reason, but that we can do so to honor you and be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. Got Pastor Sean hanging out with us. Should be a lot of fun. He's calling in by phone, but don't worry. It'll be a lot of fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
A Jewish proverb contains wisdom cloaked in humor. It says, with money in your pocket, you are wise, you are handsome, and you sing well too. In other words, the richer you are, the more likely you are to hear flattering words from those who want to be your friend. The Bible warns against flattery, receiving it or speaking it. Basically, it equates flattery with deceit. A person who flatters with an ulterior motive is a deceiver, and a person who believes words of flattery is gullible and easily deceived. People are either wise, handsome, and talented, or they are not. Flattery will get us nowhere. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's honest words on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
We know that joy is a much deeper, it's a state of being, and it goes deeper than happiness. Happiness is a feeling, but joy is a state of being. And to be truly happy, to raise kids who are joyful kids, comes out of serving others.
Giving your children a sense of purpose by serving others will give them a deeper sense of joy, as Dr. Joshua Straub explains on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
It comes out of loving God and loving others. And I think the one way for us to be able to practice that in our daily lives, it's not that kids being in sports and activities is bad or wrong, or them getting good grades is wrong, but I think it needs to be balanced by having all of us, emotional safety is for all of us to pull back into our homes and really set a mission as a family and say, what is that end goal that we're looking for in our kids and how can we accomplish that?
Ask your kids for ideas and hear more from Joshua today at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is the email. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. That could help. On the phone with us, Pastor Sean. Now, if you remember, we had Pastor Sean in not that long ago, and they made some pretty cool changes. They made some a church connection. We brought two churches together. Now they're at the Meridian Baptist Church. Pastor Sean, are you there?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me on the line.
Always, always a pleasure to have you. But as you know, and you and I have talked in the past, I don't even try your last name because I've messed it up like nine times. So I don't even bother. You're just Pastor Sean. We'll just leave it there. All right, talk to me about an event you guys got coming on Friday, June 2nd. What are you guys doing?
We're doing something that's just so awesome. We put something together. You know, we like fellowship and we like laughing and having fun. So we came up with a family fun comedy night that's going on this Friday at Meridian Baptist Church at 7 p.m. We got some of the funniest. When I say funny, I mean funniest stand-up comedians that go around and tour. And they're coming here just so they can bless us this Friday night.
All right, wow. So now let's talk about the whole thing. Where's the location? What kind of cost? What time does it start? Let's start with the location. Where is it at?
Okay, so it's going to be at Meridian Baptist Church. The address is 660 South 3rd Street in El Cajon. That's 660 South 3rd Street in El Cajon. And it's only $10. That's it. We're not charging, you know, minimum drinks, nothing like that. No, it's only $10 admission. And get this. All proceeds, all of it, go straight to supporting outreach ministries.
Ah, that's cool. Now, how many people are you hoping to get in there?
Oh, man, it'd be nice. As many as possible. You know, we can fit a couple hundred. We like to have at least 100 people there just to go ahead and really just have a great time and be able to connect with new people and fellowship and just have a fun family night. But it's also, what's great about this? You know, it's great to have a family night where it's clean comedy, where people can come together, because a lot of comedy is not clean. But also, it's a great date night. Husbands, listen to this. If you haven't took your wife out in a while, this is your chance. Women, if he hasn't taken you out in a while, man, elbow them. Say, let's go Friday night.
This is their opportunity to have a little bit of fun. Now, let's go over some of the people that you have. In fact, I think you might even have somebody that is connected to this whole event who's going to be showing up. I don't know. Do you have somebody with you?
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, we brought Homer Simpson out today.
You brought Homer Simpson out today.
We brought Homer Simpson.
All right, because some believers are going to go, Homer Simpson, come on. Do you got Homer Simpson? Where's Homer?
Oh, hi, David. This is Homer Simpson. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm doing great, Homer. How are things going?
Oh, it's good. It's another lovely day in Springfield. I'm just looking for some donuts.
You're looking for some donuts. You know what? That's one of the reasons I like you, Homer. It's because you're looking for donuts, and I can relate to that. So Homer, you're going to be getting together on Friday night, and you're getting together with, like, a couple of different people, not just characters, but some friends of Homer's and some friends of Brian April, like Josh Lawson and Lisa Gilbert and John Hill. What are you guys hoping to do? Are you hoping to bring people to a merry heart? Is that what you're looking to do?
That's kind of my goal. I believe in Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So it's just all about coming out, having a good time. Oh, hold on. My boss wants to say something. Yes, this is Mr. Burns. I'm giving you all permission to come out to the show Friday night.
That's a fabulous idea, sir. Fabulous.
Excellent. If not, I'll release the hounds.
Fantastic.
That's great, Brian. That's really good stuff, man. All right, so let me talk to Brian now. Brian, are you there?
Wait,
I know
hi, David, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to have to dig through the repertoire to get to you, so I'm glad you're right there. So you guys are getting together. You're doing this, and, I mean, it's, you know, I'm just being honest here. This is really a way to bless ministries that are seeking to do some outreach and at the same time have people laugh and just have a good time. You're doing this kind of out of the kindness of your heart and that whole process. Because this isn't a money-making gig. This is a give to the community. Isn't that kind of the mindset?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely about blessing people with laughter. And it does so much more for the performers, believe it or not, to do a lot of these events than it does for, I think, the audience members sometimes. And we just want to go out and, you know, there's so much going on in the world and there's so much craziness. And it's so good to just go out to a place where you can have good, clean comedy. We have a fantastic lineup of people. I'm okay, you know, I'm all right, but the others are amazing. And so, yeah, it's not a cash grab or anything like that. We're just there to just spread the word and to just spread some laughter.
Yeah, and that's what – I love that you guys do this. When I first became a Christian 4 decades ago, they used to do a thing in Phoenix called Hand in Hand, and they'd have the comedy troops, you know, that would come in. And we're talking a long time ago, you know, the early stuff, like, you know, the Isaac Airfreight, the first album, you know, where they came in and they'd practice. And it was the best time of fellowship, and people got saved all the time. It was phenomenal. So I really appreciate you guys being a part of this and trying to set this up for San Diego. San Diego needs something like this long term. They definitely do. So great blessing that you're doing this. Where can people get more information on you, Brian? Where do you have a website? Do you have a direct ministry people can kind of connect with you on?
My website is www.comedybrian.com, B-R-I-A-N. So that's Comedy Brian. It's a lot easier than spelling my last name, which is April. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram, comedy at Comedy Brian. I don't post a lot of crazy stuff, so feel free to come in. It's all clean. It's all family friendly. And so come on in, check it out. And I perform everywhere. I just got back from working with the U.S. Navy troops a couple weeks ago. So just love to get out and have people reach out and help make you laugh.
Yeah, what a blessing you are, man. I really appreciate that. All right, let me talk to that other numbskull. All right, Pastor Sean, you there?
Yes.
That was nice. I called you a numbskull. Come on, you have to like that.
All right, so Friday night, June 2nd, it starts at 7 o'clock. How long do you think? I mean, do you think this could go? I mean, how long are we looking at?
It's about an hour and a half set. You know, you're from about 7 o'clock, you know, 8:30. Plus we have intermission, so say 9 o'clock. So it's a great date night, but you don't have to be out too late. So it's a great opportunity. And also I want to give a shout out, you know, Lisa Gilbert. She's just amazing, funny person. She was at my baby shower. We love her. Josh Lawson. Oh man, this guy is gonna he's gonna make you laugh so hard your stomach's gonna hurt. And then we got John Hill. He's actually a pastor too, so it's also a ministry. And you know, all these amazing comedians, they go around, and it's just so awesome to be able to get them in the house to be able to bless people and make them laugh. Because like Brian just said, you know, with so much crazy stuff going on in the world today, it's nice to have a blessing, just be able to laugh.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And man, there's two. It's way too many people don't understand how good the medicine is for a merry heart. So yeah. I want to make sure, and if I do this wrong, but can they get information, any more information, if they call the church? Are they able to do that as well? Or is,
okay. Yes, yes, you can call the church. The church number is area code 619-444-3171. That's area code 619-444-3171. Or you can even call me directly, 619-797-0161, and answer all your questions. You can get tickets, or you can just come straight to the door and get tickets right then. It's going to be an awesome time at 7 o'clock.
All right. So we really want to encourage people to do that. Go out Friday night. It doesn't have to take your whole night. Go out, spend the $10. You know that that money is going for outreach ministry one way or another. Have a chance to laugh with other brothers and sisters. Take a break from the insanity of the world. You know, Jesus said, too, come ye apart and rest a while. I mean, just take a break, relax, enjoy it, get recharged, have a chance to laugh, have a chance to share, have a chance to really have some ministry taking place, and recognize that everything you do will help advance the kingdom of God as you're participating, because the ultimate goal is outreach. And that moves it out, not just bringing it in, but moving it out as well, which is an important part. What about a website? Just throw one at me real quickly. What do you got? Can they use the church website?
Yes, meridianbaptist.com. That's Meridian, M-E-R-I-D-I-A-N, Baptist, B-A-P-T-I-S-T.com.
All right, meridianbaptist.com. Also, 619-444-3171. That's 619-444-3171. We encourage you to take advantage of something that's available to you right there, right now, and have a good time this weekend instead of just sitting around going, woo is me, because that's not fun either. All right, my brother, great job. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And always listen to KPRZ, the best radio station in town, with David Spoon.
All right. God bless you, brother. I'll pay you, the $5 later. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. Unlike many today who try to make the gospel palatable for reluctant sinners, Jesus made it clear that following him had its price, and he wanted his hearers to count the cost of discipleship. Rather than acceptance, fame, prestige, and prosperity, he said you should expect rejection and persecution. That's not a common or popular approach to evangelism, but it's an honest one, and it helps people understand that true discipleship involves some sacrifices. God won't always shield you from persecution, but he will honor your integrity and give you strength to endure any trial that comes your way. Praise him for his all-sufficient grace. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about a school employee in Maine whose job was threatened because of a private conversation.
This is not the Soviet Union. This is not China. This is not North Korea. This is America. This is Maine. This is the stuff I warned was coming as a result of the outright hostility we were seeing from the Obama administration. That has empowered these people, these antagonists, these enemies, really, of faith. Look, it's difficult. It's losing a job, potentially, for standing for your faith. So many people will shrink back and go silent. And here you have an educational technician who works with special needs students who's willing to stand up and say, you know what, this is not right.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
It's breaking me in two.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Nice job by Pastor Sean from Meridian Baptist to talk about their comedy event. Really a blessing, a really great opportunity for people to laugh. I mentioned briefly before, back in the day, back in 1977. Wow. I'm just thinking about that and feeling old. How we used to go to Hand in Hand. This is small little bit way back before you guys knew that Randy Stonehill was going to be good. Before you knew Phil Key was going to be good. This is way back. And and we would do the comedy stuff. And there was like Isaac Airfreight and all these different companies. And it's like it was the best Christian times of our life. We loved it. We loved it. It probably helped cement our faith. It was just that kind of awesome. Even a gentleman, I think it was Andy Cole, that the magician guy who did this stuff, fantastic. Always bring the gospel into it. Everything here is an illusion. The one thing that's not an illusion is Jesus. And it was great. So I really encourage you, if you've not had that experience, check it out. You have to. It's not just good, clean fun. It's great fellowship. So you can go to Meridian Baptist, get more information. If you get the information later, having a hard time, let us know. We'll point you in the right direction here. That's not very difficult. And ironically, we just did that thing about a comedy show, and you just won't believe that the very next DDD, and this was not planned out this way, is called Les Eeyore.
End of the road. Nothing to do. And no hope of things getting better.
I know so many people like that. So sad. Isn't that terrible? I mean, I know a lot of people like that. I don't hang out with a lot of people like that. I just know a lot of people like that. I'm not hanging out. Remember when Jesus did that, the one healing, and he cleared everybody out except Peter, James, John, and the mom and the dad with the girl who was 12 years old? He cleared everybody out of there. You can't have crummy atmosphere and do great things. I mean, you got to be careful there. So John chapter 5, verse 9 through 10. Now, that day was the Sabbath day. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "This is the Sabbath. It's illegal for you to pick up your bedroll." Now, I've taught this before, so I don't want you to think this is new. But it was amazing when I brought it back in about 4 or 5 weeks ago, before we had any plans on doing anything with the comedy. Because I love what this next line is in our lives. Listen to what they said. This is a guy who gets healed, right? And here's what they say. Now, that day was the Sabbath, and the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "This is the Sabbath. It's illegal for you to pick up your bed." So this was the note that I wrote. Ready? Who rained on this guy's parade? What is going on that that he in this picture feels the capacity to complain that the Sabbath wasn't being honored because somebody got healed who was in misery? What was moving in his brain that he couldn't crack a smile and go, "All right"? What was going on there? I'm going to tell you what was going on, and if you hear it, and it has any possible connection to you, get rid of it. That guy was being legalistic. That's prim and proper. Prim and proper is not, let's despise the miracles of God. That's not prim and proper. Obedient to the law is not ignoring the miraculous power of God. If you've made that connection somewhere in your brain, either go to a new church or get a different Bible and start reading again. Because when the miraculous power of God is evident, that is not the time to try and say, well, it doesn't fit into my box of theology. Well, who cares about your box of theology? Obviously, God doing a miracle means that God didn't. So therein lies that big challenge. And for people who are not legalistic and you have something great happen, don't let other people ruin the moment where God has done something phenomenal in your life. Don't let them do that. There's two people here. There's people that are being like killjoys, where it's like it's legalism, and well, I can't believe that you've got your bedroll and it's the Sabbath and he healed you and you're happy about that. So that's a legalistic person. You don't want to be like that. Okay? That's an Eeyore person.
Oh, it's my birthday.
I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. And then the other thing is that letting people ruin those things for you. I've got good friends at the station, and you know, one of my good friends I consider is Ron. You know, we call him Ohio State Ron. And Ron and I, when we were on our golf tournament, when we were doing the golf tournament for the Pastors, you know, we told you we got lost on the golf cart, and it was kind of a little bit of like a Three Stooges, maybe a mini Three Stooges show. And then by the time we actually got back, we were looking at each other because it was so bizarre. But you know what? People might say, well, you know, that was inappropriate behavior. That was let me tell you, know what that was? Funny. That was funny. Especially when we couldn't figure out what direction we were going. There was cars behind. It was like hilarious. Now, granted, the cars might not have thought it was as funny as we thought it was. What? But, you know, we were the ones on the car, on the golf cart. It's funny, and it's okay. You get to laugh. You get to do, you know, those kind of things. It's okay to smile. It's okay to have moments of great grace. You think that God was like, oh, you see that guy? He's laughing. Oh, I don't know if I like him. Come on. We need that, especially with all the stuff going on that seems to get worse and worse no matter where you turn. It's like, laughter's a good idea. Right? We used to do a segment on here. I think we did it once or twice a week. We did a whole joke segment. The problem is, after 4.5 years, we did about 1,000 jokes, which was kind of the problem. Because I didn't just do one, I did like 8. So, you know, the idea, and I got a lot of them from that good, clean joke book. That was a really good one. You know, one of my favorite. You know, like the Noah jokes. You know, that's just, I love those. Why didn't they play cards on the ark? Why didn't they play cards? Because Noah sat on the deck. Come on. It's just funny. Okay, well, it's not that funny. But the point is, who wasn't allowed to do any kind of gameplay on Noah's Ark? The cheetahs. See, you get it? The cheetahs? Right. The point being, relax, enjoy yourself. Don't let other people steal from you moments of laughter. And don't be a killjoy if you're one of the legalistic people. Because you're bitter, don't take your bitterness and spit that on other people. Okay? Put your arms around him and love him. Encourage him to laugh. Encourage him to exist. There are a lot of tough things, but there are moments where the grace and the mercy and the kindness of God, they got to make you smile, or you need to ask God to give you a heart that will bleed when it's pricked versus a heart that's just stone. Okay? All right. Going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Get a chance to hear our great friend Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.